number to win, but this is an important balance, isn't it, Ron?
Well, he has figured out that if you keep low oil prices low, obviously you lower inflation, and that's the pathway to lowering interest rates. So I hear the callers quite well, and American commodities obviously are at play every day in the world. But you know, we've kind of bit our lower lip a little bit. Tariffs on steel, tariffs on all those things have risen our input costs dramatically, while the commodity price has been tumbling for a long time here. So, but I think better days are ahead. And if you look at the world supply and demand, not a lot of investment went into oil and gas over the last 4 years, limited a lot of ability really across the world, limited infrastructure. So I'm bully long-term on oil, I'm bully long-term on commodities, but it obviously is gonna take a while. But you know, I think our point is we just could not live with the regulatory climate that was punishing us every day. So I think overall, if you talk to individuals, they're frustrated. But by and large, I think we all knew that we had to change the direction and the path that we were headed in terms of American energy development. And we're certainly on that path. And what I'm here to talk today about, Scott, is game changing for American energy.
It is. Hold that thought, Ron, because we'll get to that in a second. I only have one other question on this, and it's related to the break-even price, so we understand where you know production starts to slow, because what you're about to do is game changing in many ways, and we'll talk about it after a short break. By the way, they got a mess to clean up on the regulatory side. Biden shut off LNG exports and made Russia richer. So it's a mess. It's a Titanic. We got to turn quick. Back with Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council President and CEO. We're going to talk about cracking the code and new research dollars in a moment. Tell our listeners a little bit about the break even in North Dakota, where production really starts to slow if you get below that number. What is it, Ron?
Well, Scott, I have never been a fan of the break even, because if you find anybody that's in any business for break even, it always varies depending upon your input costs, whether you what you bought the leases at and what your input costs are, how you can scale up and scale down your costs. But you know, we're in that 60 sub 60 area right now, and I've always felt our window is really 73 to 85 with the costs of these Bakken wells. That's a sweet spot for America. It's a sweet spot on energy prices for all of us as consumers. So we're well below that. We've seen the investment slide. We're able to sustain production because of the resource itself, but we're certainly have seen some slowing in activity, and that's gonna flex. I always say it's at a very high level. It's gonna flex up and down. One of the beauties is right now we've got companies here in the Bakken with an incredible financial strength. And as long as they see the Bakken as a place to put their capital, they'll be able to power through some of these downturns. But certainly we're well below the window where I think it's going to drive investment. And there's a lot of money out there right now that wants to come to oil and gas with the changes that have been made. But I think most of it's sitting on the sidelines right now.
So you just said we got to play the long game here, is what you're saying.
We got to play the long game. There's absolutely no question. We got to get our ship headed the right direction in terms of American regulations. We got a lot of issues across North Dakota with regulations, as I will talk about, and some of this concept that things are just too good here. We have a $13 billion legacy fund. We've got the state collects about $8 million a day in oil and gas tax revenues. So the actions yesterday by the North Dakota Industrial Commission, the support by the legislature to really advance the investment and de-risk some of these massive oil and gas enhanced oil recovery projects, that's the super big deal. That's huge for North Dakota. $45 million yesterday. We put all the chips in from the Oil and Gas Research Council. The legislature allocated $25 million. We basically took all the opportunities that we're going to get for the next 2 years of oil tax revenues that flow into a research fund. Senator Hoeven is working hard to get the Department of Energy to put in additional revenues and supercharge this. But these six projects have the potential to change the trajectory of North Dakota going forward for the next 3 to 4 decades. Nobody in the world has figured out how to crack the code on oil recovery out of a tight shale resource on the second go around. So with the best technology in the world, the brightest minds of the world looking at the Bakken, which is a top 10 oil field in the world, we have figured out how to get approximately 15% out of every 100 barrels of oil out of the ground.
Wow.
So we're leaving 85 behind. How do we get the next 15 and the next 15? That's called enhanced oil recovery, improved oil recovery. These projects, the legislature put forth $25 million. The big players in the Bakken came forth with the best projects. Yesterday, the Industrial Commission approved a $45 million that would be, we'll leverage the other $70 million that the companies are putting on the table. These are expensive projects, about $30 million per 2 mile spacing units. There's roughly 1,100 of these spacing units in North Dakota. So we got a handful of them here. They're variable. I like to say we can't just let this be one pitch to Owatani, and if he hits home run, it's a grand slam, and all the investment comes to the Bakken. If he hits a foul ball, everybody kind of shakes their head. If he swings and misses, it's a failure. Nobody in the world has done this. We had Chris Wright here. We've got an American president. We've got Doug Burgum. The time is right. We've got to crack the code on shale in America for oil dominance. The importance to our state, to our future. Somebody said it earlier, Scott. This isn't about dollars. This isn't about oil. This is about the ability for my kids and my grandkids to have the opportunities that we're seeing today. And young people flow here and build schools rather than close schools. Have tax relief. Have the lowest income tax rates of a state that has income tax in the nation. Be able to provide property tax relief. Fund the Fargo diversion projects, fund all the water projects in North Dakota, fund the education, fund the building of law schools and medical schools, all of the investment into career and tech education. This stuff matters. And as you can tell, I'm pretty fired up about this because.
Yeah, and I want to tell people that Ron Ness has been doing this about as long as anybody in this important industry in North Dakota, and he cares about our kids and, you know, the environment and hunting opportunities and all of those things, first and foremost, as a Tulsa kid. But you don't excite easily because you've seen so much. You're always playing the long game, and you're fired up. You sound like Christmas morning. You're about to rip open some presents. And the hair on the back of my neck is standing up right now because of the opportunity here that is happening. And good on Kelly Armstrong and Doug Goring and Drew Wrigley. Good on the legislature. Good on you, Ron. We talked about during the session a Manhattan project, and we were fired up about $25 million. You just plussed it up, plus the industry matches is coming. I mean, this is speed kills on steroids, right?
Yeah, if Senator John Hoeven and the Department of Energy come through, you know, we're probably going to have close to $160 million to put at this thing. But, Scott, the time is now. I cannot stress the urgency of this. We have been beat up in Washington and really sent to the gutter for 4 years. We've got the people in place in Washington. We've got things like the Bakken East Pipeline that are going to take our gas. And what an incredible opportunity for Eastern North Dakota for manufacturing, for citizens, for everybody to have North Dakota Bakken natural gas over there. That is a tremendous benefit. But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to have an oil industry going forward no matter what. Does it look like one that attracts young people and jobs and opportunities and grows our state and continues on the path we're on? Or is it a slow thing that where all the big operators take their investment and go to other plays? We got the resource. We've got everything, but this is not easy stuff. These are massive. We're talking ultimately billions and billions of dollars of investment
and risk.
Opportunity to save our coal industry, by the way. If we should just talk a little bit about CO2 and enhanced oil recovery and rich natural gas.
Yeah, and we need to.
EDRC is one of the greatest research centers in the world.
Yeah, we're this giant magnet. We're this magnet, and we make every problem go away, as you say, for oil and gas and coal and so many other things. And you know what else? Technology. You talk about kids wanting to come back. All of what Ron's talking about powers technology, which today is like doubling what they needed yesterday. So it's a game changer. Ron, let's keep this conversation going because I do agree. I have a ton of questions on enhanced oil recovery and CO2 to make that happen. So we'll do a whole series of these. Appreciate you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Scotty. Have a great day.